We got a few more issues we want to take up. A few more issues. So one is, we dealt yesterday with the machlokas, whether the zman is mishakar in tchayas alavon or it's tchayas lakarsi, right? When does the beginning of zman krishna shashachar? Right, and we said basically it's the beginning, is it the time which it's possible to get up, right? There are time when people can get up, right? Which is going to be starting from tchayas lavan. Right, because we said that once it's the Mashiach of Slavon, so then a person who wants to get up early has the ability to. It's harder to see. You're going to have to kind of use your mind to discern and look for clues and all that, but you could. A person's in a rush, wants to get up early, and they'll do it then. Right? So as if that's the idea of Kumecha, means a time which lends itself, which people can't, which is impossible to get up, then it's going to be even from them. Or do you say it's a time which naturally lends itself to getting up? And generally, people, in order to get up, they need to see, to really see, not just to see using clues, but to really see. So this man which really naturally lends itself to getting up is this man from Mishagim Tchayas Lakarsi. And you really have full vision. You can tell the difference between subtleties. Okay, what we wanted to do, we didn't take up the question about what about the Shita Ho'ol that you start from Amar HaShachar? Right? What about that shita? On the surface, it's difficult because it seems like you can't really see that. Right? I mean, it's true, the beginning, the sky is lighting up, the beginning of the light, but it seems like it's not yet functional to be able to actually get up. Right? So how do we understand that shita? Okay, so Gersh is saying, again, I don't love it, but I think I had this, he's saying that, I thought of this also, but I don't love it right now. But so you're saying is that, look, if kumecha means when people get up. Now, what creates quick kima? So it's the sun. It's the light of the sun. You say, so once the light of the sun emerges, then you have the feature, the qualitative feature, which brings about kima. So it's true that feature hasn't become actualized enough. The quantity didn't yet complete such that you could actually do kima. But it's like the zman of kima, because it's like the feature which causes kima is already in place. It's true, it's lacking in shear and quantity, but that doesn't matter. So maybe this is similar to what Isaiah is saying. And maybe you can put the two together. As the way Isaiah is saying it is that uv kumecha, it's like a zman kima. Now there's no zman mishayakir. It's like there's no official zman like that. Like we have zmanim. This is what it's like 12 degrees of the sun, or when you could, like, you're just making up like a thing, like a function. So it could be the zman in which kima takes place. Is the zman is from Amar HaShachar. Amar HaShachar ushers in the zman of kima. Now it's true, it's because the kima doesn't quite take place at the beginning of the zman. It only takes place 10 minutes into it or whatever into it. But the point is that often halacha works with fixed objective zmanim. So Amar HaShachar is a zman. It's the zman which Yom begins. It's an objective zman on the halachic calendar, the halachic day. So it's that. So if you want to say when does kima in what zman does kima take place? Well, it's from Amar HaShachar. In the Amar HaShachar zman, in the from the kima takes place from the morning, from the beginning of the Yom, which is from a day from Amar HaShachar. Now, technically, when is it? It's true. Practically, it doesn't happen until later. But like your choices are Amar HaShachar, Hanetz HaChama, Shalosh Shaos, like hours, those are the day, those are components of the day. The objective is mana. But to say when a person could see between Lavan and Tcheles, it could be, you know, that's like a nice practical zman, but you could see halacha would work by an objective property. An objective zman is going to be based upon Amar HaShachar. So that's when the zman of kima takes place. So the machlokas would be, is does if kumecha tell you that you simply don't go by normal halachic zmanim and you just go by the function of getting up? In which case, look, once you have enough light to be able to see, then you get up and that's it. Or do you say it still has to be objective zmanim? So it's true, it's an objective zman based upon kima. So it's the kima tells you how to select which objective zman. It's not like it's Amar HaShachar, not from Hanetz. because Kima takes place already from the Abayam or Shachar or soon thereafter. Not all the way as late as Hanetz. So, but it still has to take on an objective Zman. Right, and again, that which kicks off the Zman is the light. Now, it's true, it's just Mechusar a little bit. It just needs a little bit of development. But either way, you're in the Zman Kima. Aguf Kumacha itself creating a new Zman based upon the factual reality of Kima, or is it selecting the Zman in which Kima takes place, but it still has to be using an objective fixed Zman? Okay, so then the next thing I want to take up is that other thing. It says when you see Reisim Oso Uzchartem Es Kol Mitzvos Hashem. So the Gemara in Menachos, it says, see this mitzvah. Our Tos is quoted, but the Gemara says, one second. It's in Menachos Mem Gimel and Beis, but our Tos is quoted. It says, see this mitzvah, and remember another mitzvah which is contingent upon it. That is Kriyashma. It's not Mamas Akrashma Vashachas Mishiak Rain Khailas Alavan. Right? So it's saying is when you see the Tchelas, right? And remember the mitzvahs. What's saying is remember the mitzvah, other mitzvah which is contingent upon it, which is Kriyashma. Right? So the question is, what's the connection? I mean, that's not the pshat in the pasuk. Obviously, the pshat in the pasuk is you see it to the center line. You have the mitzvahs of tariyag of whatever the kisei hakavod, whatever you want to say. But I mean, what's the drasha? What's the sense of making that connection? That you see it and you remember another mitzvah which whose mind is telling in it. What is there any concept in that, or is it just like a nice drash? Or is there some idea we could take from that?
You want something halachic?
No, not necessarily. No, I don't think it's a halachic point exactly. I mean, if you could make something halachic, but if there is, I don't know.
Would you mind repeating what the drash is exactly?
Reisim oso uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. So the Gemara says you should see this, and you remember another mitzvah which is telling in it. Okay. Another mitzvah just totally in it. And that is Krishma. So you see the Tchelas, Mishyakir and Tchelas Alavan, and you'll remember another mitzvah, namely Krishma, which is totally in it. Right? I mean, what's the connection between, you know, Tzitzis and Krishma? I mean, other than innocent, practically, this man. But is there any idea which emerges from that, or is that just practically?
Maybe they taught it as the difference between specifically Lavan and Tchelas. Like the reason that they chose those two objects to teach it as, or like, so that you remember Kriyat Shema when you are thinking about, oh, can I tell between Lavan and Tchelas in the morning? Like they could have taught it between like the sky and clouds or something like that, but then it wouldn't have had this hint of Kriyat Shema to help you remember.
So again, it's a little hard for me to hear you. What you're saying is that they're specifically selecting love and chelas and not the sky and something else because they want to what?
I'm just saying like it'll practically help you remember Kriyat Shema.
To remember to say Kriyat Shema, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You mean once you see the love and chelas, you say, oh, Kriyat Shema time. I mean, because of the Chazal say this, So now when you see it, it sits, yeah. You remember. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you. Okay. Anyone else?
I was wondering if your Kriya Shema is really Kibbalo Malchus Shemayim.
Okay.
So when you're seeing the Techeles and the Lovan, that's reminding you, or the Sittis is reminding you of Kol Mitzvos.
Okay.
It's a reminder of the 613 Mitzvos, which is going to remind you of Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's what Ol Malchus Shemayim is, giving you ways to perfect yourself, which is the Mitzvos.
Uh-huh. Right, I see. Okay. I guess I was thinking like this. This is similar. That it's like a person, you see, part of the design of mitzvah tzitzis is that it should impact the person. That you see the tzitzis, and that's supposed to jog your memory to think of all the mitzvahs. Right? Okay. Now, when could you see the tzitzis, right? When could you see the tzitzis? When do you see them? You see the love on the tchelas, when? Well, I'm Mishiyakir, right? So it's saying is like, apparently the Torah is holding, like that is a time when you're able to see, right? Like for example, according to many, it's Machlokes Rishonim, but the mitzvah's man of tzitzis is Bayom, right? Bayom. And you can see the tzitzis, and you can see, right? So what it's saying is that the Torah is holding, when you see the tzitzis, now it's yom, now it's daytime. And when it's daytime, a person is certain types of challenges. You're going out into the world, and there's all kinds of things which can take your attention away from Avodas Hashem. So what it's saying is when you see, once it becomes light enough to see, you'll see the tzitzis. And that will remind you, as comments of Hashem, that's like a threat, or not exclusively, but there's a type of a threat which happens by yom, when you're drawn in by the things of the world, whether with your eyes or your heart, there's nos or minos or whatever else. So it's saying is that when you see it, re'isim oso, it's saying is at that time is the beginning of re'iyah. So the beginning of when you're ready to approach the world, to go out into the world. When you see your tzitzis, when you're able to see your tzitzis, it means you're able to go out into the world. So what it's saying is, at that moment, it's like the Torah is combating or directing a person. At that moment, you're vulnerable, or you're about to go out into the world, and you're vulnerable. So what it's saying is, look at the tzitzis. The tzitzis should remind you of the mitzvah Hashem. And additionally, the Torah sets up, besides just the tzitzis, the Torah sets up a maisa ha-mitzvah, which also gets you at that point. You see the tzitzis, you makabel al-moch shemayim, you say kriya shema, and with that you go out into the world. So it's like the Torah is connecting up the mitzvah of tzitzis, and like I guess when the mitzvah of tzitzis functions to remind you of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it functions to remind you of the tzitzis, of the mitzvah of Hashem, so then you immediately, the Torah says, that's a mitzvah of a mitzvah acharis. And the mitzvah acharis is kirishma kolos l'mach shemayim. So it's like the Torah is connecting them up, because it sounds like maybe it's saying it's like they're both hitting. There's a certain vulnerable point when a person initiates, similar to like mezuzah when you leave your house until you see a mezuzah and it reminds you of the ultimately only yiddias Hashem is that which is truly important. So similarly, when the time of that time of day comes, when it's light enough to go out into the world, that's a time where a person needs a reminder. So the tzitzis, he sees it's in the lava. It's called mitzvah system. It's not just the tzitzis, but that immediately propels him into action with the maisa mitzvah of Krishma. And it's not just any mitzvah. As Gershon saying, yeah, it's kabbalah samach shemayim. But it's like the timing of it is bringing out a new idea of the timing of it, according to the Shittas of Mishiyakir, which is that Kriya Shema is, and this is similar to what we said, like, I don't know, maybe a little bit like in the Rambam, but it says when Mitzvah Zaman Kriya Shema is Uf Kumacha, means right when you got up and you're ready to go into the world, you have enough light that you're ready to go into the world, right then is when the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema begins. Do Kriya Shema. Re'isav also, remember another Mitzvah. Don't go out into the world. Remember, you have this Mitzvah of Kriya Shema to take care of and to help put you right on the right track. So it's like the Torah is acknowledging there are certain moments which are transition points and vulnerable points, and it's trying to utilize those to direct the person's attention towards mitzvah. It doesn't wait until he falls into the lull of the world. It's like right at the inception of the Yom, when a person is transitioning into that stage, it directs him.
Maybe.
Last thing I'd like to take up is the other machlokes tamayim, which is when does the Zman Kriya Shema end? Does it end at Hanetz HaChama, or does it end at 3 hours? Right? So it ended on, arguably, at Hanetz HaChama, because that's when most people get up. Most people are already up at Hanetz HaChama. Now the Bnei Malachim are up for, they only get up 3 hours into the day. Right? Bnei Malachim. But they're seemingly an exception. Right, at least in that society. So the question is, what's the svara for that machlokas tanoim, whether or not the Zman Kriya Shema terminates at Hanetz or at 3 hours? Okay? Give me a second. I'm just going to step away from the computer for 2 minutes, okay? But that, you can think about that idea. So I think that's the first step. I agree with Tamar saying is that it's funny to say that the Zman of Kima is going to be determined by B'nai Malachim. I mean, how many B'nai Malachim are there? And there are far and few between. So to say that the Zman, like the Torah, the Rashba called it before, a Miyat to Miyat. So you say, you want to say, what's the Zman Kima? I'll say, look, I understand. Some people get up early. They get up at, Adam HaShachar or whatever, at a Mishiachir. And some people get up in the later time, which is by Hanetz. And that's it. Right? Now everyone is like, oh, by Hanetz, except for the Bnei Malachim. Or whatever, princes. I mean, those are not a very large class of people. So to say that we're going to determine the Zman Kriya Shema based on them, arguably it's Rabbi Eliezer, that halacha doesn't take into account miyat and miyat like that. Why should we take that into account? So if so, then that's a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua. So what's the svara for Rabbi Yeshua to say that we do take that into account? Something similar to what you guys are suggesting, just a little twist, which is that, yeah, see, the reason why do we get up, or why do you people not who aren't B'nai Malachim get up at nights, or Amar HaShach, or whatever? So arguably, yeah, because like you're saying, because they have to. They have work, right? They have work. You could only work when it's light outside, because when it gets dark, you're not going to be able to work. So you have to maximize your work by basically getting up when it gets light, sunrise, maybe before, Amar HaShachar, but basically that's when responsible people get up. You have things to do and you have to take care of stuff, right? Whether it be work in the field, work in the house, work in whatever, that's when you have enough light and you're able to work. B'nai Malachim don't really have work. Maybe their father does, because he's the Melech, but I mean, it's B'nai Malachim, because they don't have what to do, so they don't have to get up by some time. But maybe, so why do they get up at 3 hours? So I don't know, I'm conjecturing here. I didn't see anyone say this. But it could be as like, it's not, there's a reason why people sleep at night and not in the day, is it's dark and it's cool. So you go to sleep at night because it's practical if you want to sleep. Now it could be is like, once the sun rises, it already starts getting light. But like when it gets a certain amount of light, when the sun rises high enough in the sky, so then it gets hot enough and bright enough that basically it's not, they just get out of bed. It's like the conditions of the sky and of the temperature and the light basically make it that even the people who don't have anything to do are going to get up. Right? It's not reasonable to get up at the sleep past there. Even people who have no jobs are getting up then. So apparently, like if you want to know when is really a Zman of Kima, barring practical necessities, when does the Zman Kima really end? It seems at 3 hours. Because that's when the people, that's the test case, the people who are who are, don't have jobs, that's when they're getting up. Now again, I don't know if they set an alarm for that as much as like that's practically when they get up. And arguably it's gonna be based upon, in general, it's gonna be based upon the light and the heat. So Rabbi Eliezer is holding, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yeshua is holding that when we define as man kima or as man shchiva, well, let me start with that. So Rabbi Eliezer is holding Zman Shchiva, Zman Kiva is based upon the reality. Practically, when do people get up? So when do people get up? They get up between Avon HaShachar until Anix. And I am muted, muted later. Who cares about a muted? The bottom line is, Allah is it's defining the time based on the practical Zman Kiva. And the practical Zman Kiva terminates at Anix HaChama. But Rabbi Yeshua, and the way we hold, is that Zman Kiva is like what Zman lends itself to Kima by its very nature. Light is what causes people to get up, and these different quantities of light basically are different people are get up based on different amounts. And the latest quantity at which people are going to get up, which the latest Zman, which still its light properties are such, which still lend itself to Kima, is 3 hours of the day. After that, the Zman doesn't lend itself to Kima. So it's like Zman, it's the question is, does Zman b'zmenei shmenei adam kamim mean the practically that the Zman b'zmenei adam kamim, or like conceptually the Zman which is conducive to Kima? Conceptually, Zman which is conducive to Kima is the light. Light brings it on, and there's different amounts of light, and different amounts of different people are going to respond to different amounts of light. But everyone's going to respond to the quarter of the day. When the sun's already that high, everyone responds. But different people respond earlier. But the Zman intrinsically, look, if everybody didn't have a job, then you'd have, arguably, more people would get up at 3 hours in the day. Like nowadays, for example, now that we have electricity, more people get up at 3 hours in the day or closer to that. Right? So that's what he's saying, is it goes by the intrinsic nature of the Zman, not by the practical reality. The Malachim are just not the Bnei Malachim per se. They're intrinsically muta, but we're using them to see when, what astronomical time, what climactic time or whatever, is really the time which Kima is not reasonable anymore. And the Bnei Malachim are the test case because they happen to not have jobs. But intrinsically, in their own right, we wouldn't care about them. We'd say they're muta. So if you say it's a practical Zman Kima, then who cares about them? If you go by the conceptual Zman Kima, then we use them to help verify when that is. So you're saying right. That's right. It's not the reason why it's Zman Kima. Zman Kima ends because you can't sleep past there. So since people you can't sleep past there, it's not reasonable to sleep past there. That's why that's the end of Zman Kima. Right. Exactly. I think this is it for this sugya.